哈利路亚，感谢主，让我们下午能够继续啊，在这边啊，用圣经的道理来做互相的勉励。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, I'm glad to be here to share a few words of encouragement with all of you this afternoon.
今天下午啊，我们从啊新约圣经当中啊，提出一段这个事迹啊，来做互相勉励。
Today I would like to use a passage from New Testament to be the topic today.
是有关多加这位信徒啊，他复活的事情。
It's about a person by the name of Dorcas. He resurrected.
我们来看这段记载。
Let's look at this story.
请看《使徒行传》第九章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, Chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章三十六节到四十三节。
Book of Acts, Chapter 9, Verse 36 till verse 42.
三十六节，在约帕有一位女信徒啊，名叫大比大，翻希利尼话就是多加，她广行善事，多施周济。三十七节
，37.
当时他患病而死，有人把他洗了，停在楼上。三十八节
，38.
李大营与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那儿，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说：“快到我们那里去，不要单言。”三十九节
，39.
彼得就起身和他们同去，到了就便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭。拿多加与他们同在的时候所做的礼衣外衣给他看。四十节
40.
彼得叫他们都出去，就跪下祷告，转身对死人说：“大比大，起来。”他就睁开眼睛，见了彼得，便坐起来了。四十一节
41.
彼得伸手扶他起来，叫众圣徒和寡妇进去，把多加活活地交给他们。这事啊，传遍了约帕，就有许多人信了主了。看到这个地方啊，这里记载有一位女信徒多加，她复活了。
Here it is telling us about a person by the name of Dorcas that resurrected.
这边讲到谈到这个多加这个人呢、啊，平常啊就是做了很多的善事。
And Dorcas was a person who did much good deeds.
他对一些啊生活穷困的啊一些信徒啊，那么他做衣服来帮助他们。
And she helped many people who were poor.
有一天啊，这个多加忽然间生病去世了。
And one day, Dorcas became sick and died.
虽然这个死啊是每一个人都会遇到的一件事情。
Even though death, everyone has to face death.
大家非常舍不得他。
And a lot of people miss her.
大家赶紧呐、啊。那么去请彼得啊来他们这个地方。
So they quickly invited Peter to come to the place where Dorcas were.
请彼得为他祷告。
They requested Peter to pray for her.
结果一件非常令人惊讶的神迹啊就发生了。
And then a miraculous thing happened.
人死啊应当是不能够复生的。
In normal circumstances, a person who died will not resurrect.
但是我们却知道啊，这个生命是掌握在神的手里。
However, we know that our life is in the hand of God.
主耶稣也讲，复活在我，生命也在我。
Because to live is in God, to die is in God.
说信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Even though those who die in Him, shall resurrect again.
当然，主耶稣。是谈到将来啊，我们每一个人呢、啊、都要有复活的盼望。
Of course, Jesus told us that we have to have hope for resurrection when He comes again.
但是主若愿意啊，我们肉体死了也能够，主耶稣啊也能够叫他能够复活过来。
However, if the Lord wills, we can resurrect even when we die.
这件很特殊的神迹啊，就发生在这个多加的身上。
And this miracle happened.On Dorcas.
多加可以说是一个很有福气的人。
And Dorcas was a blessed person.
那么他蒙受这样的福气啊，那么跟他平日的所为啊，那么也是有关系的。
The reason why she received such a blessing, it has to do with what she has done before she died.
虽然彼得来帮助他祷告，但是并不是彼得啊能够让这个多加能够复活的。
Even though Peter was the one who helped her pray to God, but it is not Peter alone that helped her resurrect.
完全是天上的真神，那么要让这件事情啊，让每一个信徒来得到造就。
It is all because of God, through this miracle to edify all the believers.
也因为多加的复活啊，让很多人呐、啊、来归了主了。
And because of her resurrection, many people come to Christ.
那么这位多加，他平常啊，对吧？他就注意到他在他身边呐、啊、一些穷困的人。
And Dorcas, while she was alive, she was always aware of people who are poor around her.
所以表面上看起来啊，好像是在她身边的一些人呐、啊，得到很大的帮助。
And hourly, we could find that it seems that these people around her has been helped by her.
但是当我们看到整个过程的时候啊
，And if we take a look at the whole incident,
我们可以发现
，And we could find that
得到最大的帮助的，得到最大的造就啊。就是多加本人呢。
The one who received the most edification is Dorcas herself.
这个也是圣经所告诉我们的。
And this is what was told in the Bible.
我们来看箴言十七章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
看箴言十九章。
Excuse me, Proverbs chapter 19.
箴言十九章十七节。
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17.
怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，他的善行，耶和华必偿还。哦，这里说啊，对于贫困的事情啊，的人呐、啊，那么有一种怜悯的心肠，这个好像是我们借给神一样。
Those who have mercy for the poor is just like lending to the Lord.
我们所做的任何一件事情啊，那么神都必纪念。
In anything that we do, for goodness, it will be remembered by the Lord.
这些坐在主身上的义行啊，那么神呐、啊、要连本带利啊来还给你。
And for those, for what we have done to those poor, God will repay us in return.
所以从多加的这个所做的事情啊，让我们觉得、啊、好像是这个经节的一个应验一样。
Therefore, from the example of Dorcas, we could see the realization of such promise in this verse that we just read.
所以多加的所作所为啊，实在也是值得我们去思念他的。
Therefore, what Dorcas has done is something that we should learn.
圣经上告诉我们呐、啊，说一个人呐、啊、有美好的这个德性
，for a person who has virtues，
或者是诚诚实实在做事情的
，and those who are honest，
有好的名声的
，those who bear good names，
这些事情这些人呐、啊，都是值得我们来思念。
And all the people who have such virtues are of someone that we should remember.
让我们可以去效法他们。
So that we can learn from them.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
Because that is pleasing to God.
那么这个多加，他是一个有好的行为的一个信徒。
Dorcas was someone who has righteous deeds.
那么这一位好的信徒啊，他有一天他也生病了，他也死了。
And even though she's a good believer, she died.
她到她平常啊，她可以做衣服来帮助人家，这样的事情看起来。
While she was alive, she made clothes to help those poor.
也许啊，她的年纪不是很大，也说不定。
Perhaps she was not old enough to die.
但是一个健康的人，一个年轻的人，都有可能啊，遇到这种突如其来的一些危险、一些灾难。
However, death might also come upon someone who's healthy and also young.
约伯说啊，说我们任何一个妇人所生的人呢、啊，那么都会遇到很多的这个灾难。
And Job says, for a person living in this world will face much trials and also sufferings.
所以在这个世界上啊，那么年日很短，但是这个灾祸啊，意外很多。
In the days that we live in this world is very short.And we have the days are filled with much sufferings.
那么，尤其是死亡这件事情啊，是每一个人不能够免的啊、一项战争。
And death is something that is unavoidable.
但是对基督徒来讲
，However, to a Christian,
死啊，并不是什么值得恐惧的事情。
Death is not something that we should be fearful of.
问题是能不能够安息在主的怀里头。
And the question is, are we able to rest in peace within the Lord?
一个能够在死里面、主里面死的人呐、啊，他是有福气的。
For someone who can die in the Lord is of the blessed ones.
我们每一个人都很盼望我们能够活得长久。
We all live that we can live long.
但是我们更要在意的是我们能不能够在主里面安息。
But we also concern about whether we can rest in peace in the Lord.
在台湾呢，曾经有一个信徒。
In Taiwan, there was a one of our members.
那么这位女信徒啊，她这个非常有信心，也很有爱心。
And this sister was someone who's loving and someone who's zealous.
那有一天呢，她出门的时候。
And one day while she was out from home.
她是骑着机车，骑着摩
托车。And she was on motorcycle.
结果出去的时候啊，这个遇到车祸了。
And not long after she left home on the motorcycle, an accident happened.
被一部这个轿车啊，给撞了。
And there was a car that hit her.
结果就当场死亡了。
And she died instantly.
哇，好多信徒啊，这个心里很难过。
And many brothers and sisters heard about that were very shocked
and sad. 非常不舍。
And they were very shocked.
那么这位姐妹啊，在教会里面有一个很好的朋友。
And this sister used to have a good friend in the church.
哇，她心里面一直啊，一直是很难过的。
And this friend of her was very sad to hear that.
同时啊，好像对主耶稣啊有一份的那种好像是不谅解。
And she couldn't understand the will of the Lord.
她觉得这么好的一个信徒啊，怎么会遇到这样的事情呢？
Because she believed that why would such a thing happen to such a good person?
一直没有办法了解，一直没有办法接受。
She could not understand the incident and also could not accept it.
她一直祷告求主耶稣啊，让她这个心呢能够平息下来。
And she continued to pray for the Lord, to the Lord that she may be calmed down.
有一个晚上啊，那么这个这位信徒啊，他就做了一个梦。
And one evening, one of the members had a dream.
他说啊，他去参加那位啊，那位姐妹的这个毕业典礼。
She dreamt that she was attending a graduation ceremony of this sister.
就是那位已经去世的那位姐妹的这个毕业典礼了。
It was the graduation ceremony held for the sister who died in the accident.
那毕业典礼啊，就是我们的学业啊，这个学业告一个段落，那是一件很安慰、很喜乐的事情。
A graduation ceremony was held to conclude a person's completion of education.
哇，好多人呐、啊，那么都很高兴的，来参加。
And many people were joyful to attend such an occasion.
哦，那个毕业典礼的那个会场啊，哦，布置的很漂亮。
And in the place where they hold the ceremony were decorated beautifully.
哦，在讲台上前面啊，哦，都是这个插了好多的鲜花。
And so much flower were decorated around the podium.
那么那位姐妹啊，满心喜这个喜悦。
And that sister was joyful.
哎，那么很奇妙的那天呢、啊，颁发毕业证书的、啊，他竟然是主耶稣。
And miraculously, the one who handed over the certificate for graduation was Jesus himself.
他满脸笑容的从主耶稣的这个。手中啊，接下毕业证书来。
With smile on her face, she received a certificate from Jesus.
哦，全场都为她高兴。
And all the people who attended the ceremony were happy about that.
啊，那么她这个做了这个梦以后啊。
And after she had a dream, that dream.
哦，她心里面得到不少安慰。
And she was comforted.
她知道啊，一定是主耶稣，那么要让她明白，也要让她得到安慰。
She knew that it must be Jesus who wanted to comfort her and.Wanted her to understand the will of him.
她这位姐妹啊，现在是安息在主的怀里头。
And this sister has indeed rested in the peace of the Lord.
那么过了几天啊，是那位姐妹的这个告别式。
After a couple of days, there was a funeral ceremony held for this sister.
啊，那么这个好朋友啊，那么也是一大早啊，那么就赶到会场去了。
And many people went to attend the ceremony early in the morning.
哇！结果他到这个会场的时候啊，他就愣在那里了。
And when she get to the ceremony site, she was stunned.
哇！他发现啊，这个告别式的会场就是他在梦中啊所看到的，那个毕业典礼的会场。
She was so shocked that the place where they hold the funeral service was the place where that has appeared in her dream for the graduation ceremony.
哎，那么更让他这个。确定的，那么感觉到实在是主耶稣要让他明白。
And that again has made her to be more sure of the Lord's will.
这位爱主的、爱信徒的啊、这位信这这个这位姐妹啊，那么主耶稣接她回去了。
For such a God-loving sister has passed away and has been received by the Lord in heaven.
所以我们每一个人呐、啊，那么都应当这个追求啊，在主耶稣的这个保守里头。
Therefore, we must strive in the Lord to ask the Lord to preserve us.
让我们呢能够成为一个主所悦纳的人。
So that we can be of someone that is pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
我想这是最大的一种福气。
And that is the greatest blessings of all.
就算这个多加后来没有复活。
Even though Dorcas did not resurrect at the end.
我想啊，她都是一个有福气的人。
I believe she is a blessed person.
因为她是行神所喜悦的事情。
Because she has done much deeds that is pleasing to the Lord.
是一个值得我们来怀念她的人。
And that is, she is someone that should be remembered by us.
那么这个多加啊，他所做的这个好行为啊，圣经讲说他用衣服啊帮助人家。
And one of the deeds that she has done, was giving clothes, making clothes to give away.
所以当他去世的时候啊，有好多好多这个姐妹寡妇啊，那么拿着这个多加为他们所做的衣服啊，来给彼得看。
Therefore, when she passed away, many of the brothers and sisters took the clothes that was made by Dorcas and showed to other people.
那么用衣服帮助人家，我想这个是一个有具体啊的这种行动的一个表现的。
To make clothes and give to others is to put your thoughts into action.
也可以说是这种爱啊，不是只有在嘴上讲讲的。
And this kind of love is not only spoken.
是能够真正表现出来的一种爱心。
And that is something that you should put in your deed.
那么衣服啊，我们现在穿衣服啊，哇，要穿得漂亮，要赶上这个流行。
And nowadays people would like always dress in the latest fashion.
要能够这个赶上时髦。
They would like to keep up with the fad.
那么我想这样的，这个是第二步以后的要求了。
And that is sort of a secondary
我想我们穿衣服啊，最基本的就是让我们能够得到温暖。
The primary function of putting on clothes is to warm ourselves.
不至于受到风寒。
So that we will not catch cold.
这是最起码的第一步的一种要求。
And that is a primary need that we have.
有了最基本的这种需要啊，我们这种目的啊，我们达到了，我们才可能啊去追求第二步以后的要求。
So once we fulfill our primary need, then we could go on to our secondary need.
那么今天是一个很物质很丰裕的一个世代。
In this world we live is filled with materialism.
所以在穿着上面呢、啊，我想我们都没有匮乏。
I believe that none of us here is lack of clothing.
需要我们呢、啊，在用衣服去帮助人家这种情形，也许是越来越少了。
Maybe there isn't any occasions that require us to give out our clothes to help others.
有时候啊，
anymore.
我们甚至于啊，想要像效法这个多加、啊、来做同样的这种善行啊，说不定都没有机会了。
Or maybe if we would like to do the same kind of deed that Dorcas did nowadays, it would not be necessary.
但是我想这只是一种善行的一个代表了。
I believe that what she has done is a representative of her good deeds.
有时候在我们周遭，我们还是可以看到一些啊生活不如我们的人。
And among our friends or people around us, we still could find people. Some people's life are not as good as ours.
那当然，所谓的我们周遭啊，不一定是只是住在我们看得见的这些邻居。
People around us, do not mean that, does not mean that only those we can see.
因为也许这些邻居啊，那么他们也都跟我们一样，在物质上面没有什么匮乏。
Because maybe people around you are those people who are not short of any materials.
但是这个社会上，这个世界上，并不是啊，所有的人都跟我们一样的充裕。
However, not all the people in this world are rich in material as we are.
也有人呢、啊，在今天这样的丰裕的世代里头啊，他们还是有各方面的一些缺乏的。
In this world filled with materials, There are still people short of it.
他们连很基本的这种生活上的要求啊，有时候他们都还没有达到。
Perhaps there are also people who can't even fulfill their own primary need.
所以，当我们啊知道有这么有一些行善的机会啊，圣经上叫我们不要塞住这种怜悯的心肠。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that if we have a chance to show our charity to others, do not hold it back.
因为主啊，让各种不同的生活条件的人，那么能够有机会啊，那么相处这个在这个地面上。
Because the Lord allows people of different living conditions to be gather and live together in this world.
有时候啊，就是要我们有行善的一种机会。
It is to allow us to have an opportunity to share our charity with others.
所以有时候这个帮补啊彼此的这种不足啊，那么是基督徒应当做的事情。
So we are here in this world to help others in what they are short of.
有时候教会与教会之间
，sometimes among churches，
现在在不同的国家
，and also among countries，
但是也都很值得我们去做的。
There are many things that is worthwhile for us to do。
有位信徒啊，他到沙巴啊，这个内陆啊，一些原住民的这个地方啊，去访问教会。
One of our member went to a place called Saba in the inland. He visited the churches.
哦，他看到有些会堂啊，很简陋。
And he saw some of the chapels were shabby.
那个架子都摇摇欲坠了。
And many racks in the church. In the chapel were shaky.
但是他们生活穷困
，and because they are poor,
他们没办法翻修
，they couldn't rebuild the racks.
后来他知道了，这个全部都翻修啊，翻新的，那么只要用我们的钱呢、啊，五六千块就可以解决了。
And he was thinking that if we were to spend about $5,000 to $6,000, we could have fixed the problem.
啊，他立志啊，那么他要在做这样的。一件善功。
When he saw it, he was determined to help them.
甚至于他觉得、啊、他有那样的一个恩赐啊，那么可以帮他们来这个盖房子。
And even he thought of building houses for them to live.
他就请了一个假，那么去协助他们。
So he took on leave out of his job and helped them.
也帮助他们去募一些款项。
And also he went for fundraising.
他要用他所能够做得到的能够付出的这种力量啊，那么去协助人家。
He wanted to do according to what he could afford.
我想这些都是啊，好像多加一样，那么在很多的善事上面有份的。
I believe this is just like what Dorcas has done.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章第一节到第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 4.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教的恩啊，来告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍然有满足的快乐。在极穷之间呢、啊，还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。第三节
，Verse three，
我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。再三的求我们，准他们在这攻击圣徒的恩情上有份。啊，这个保罗啊，在这里勉励哥林多教会。
So, Paul was here to writing this letter to encourage the people in Corinthian.
哥林多教会啊，是一个在各方面呢、啊，那么都有很丰裕的啊，这种表现的一个教会了、
The church in Corinth was a church that has much gifts and also blessings.
但是他们常常啊，却这个忽略了一些很具体的这种工作。
However, the members there always neglected many of the important tasks they should do.
所以把这个行善的机会啊，反而把它这个放弃了。
And there are few opportunity for them to show their charity, they have neglected it.
他说在马其顿城的很多的教会啊，那么经济情况比我们更差。
And there are many other churches in Macedonia, which is poorer than ours.
在耶路撒冷教会啊，他们遭遇到一些困难的时候。
And there are some churches in the city of Jerusalem that face much tribulations.
本来保罗他们几位使徒啊，还认为这个马其顿众教会啊，可能没有办法来协助人家。
And Paul was thinking that many churches at that time could not help others.
但是没有想到啊，这个马其顿众教会啊，他们还特别要求。
And Paul was surprised that even the members in the Macedonian churches wanted to help.
他说：“请让我们呢、啊，能够有机会来参与这样的一件事，这个善工。”
So they requested Paul that to allow them to help in such an occasion.
所以保罗啊，就勉励哥林多教会啊，那么要在这种事情上面呢、啊，要当仁不让，要这个勇往直前。
Therefore, Paul encouraged them to do such a good deed.
啊，他也再继续勉励他们。
And he continued encouraging them.
我们请看十二节。
Let's continue reading verse 12, chapter 8, verse 12.
因为人若有愿做的心、啊、必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。十三节。
Verse 13.
我原不是要别人清醒，清神，你们受累。十四节，乃是要。
Verse 14.
乃要均平，就是要你们现在的富余啊，那么现在啊可以补他们的不足，使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足，这就是均平了。神要我们呢、啊、在主里面呢、啊，那么大家能够啊互通有无。
The Lord wanted us to give out our plenty to supply those who are in need.
今天神赏赐我们有做善工的一种能力，一种机会。
Today the Lord has blessed us with opportunity to share our charity with others.
让我们能够积财在天。
So that we can accumulate our treasure in heaven.
因为我们所做的一切善事啊，那么做在圣工上面的，那么都不会啊，这个白白归空。
Because all the good deeds that we do shall be remembered.
利用啊，这种会朽坏的钱财，为我们积成永远不朽坏的根基。
For those perishable treasure that we have in this world that we use to do good deeds on others, we shall accumulate unperishable treasure in heaven.
我想这个是最有价值的一种投资。
I believe this is the most valuable investment that you could have.
好像这个多加一样。
Just like Dorcas.
他平日啊用这个价值经济价值不是很高的衣服啊，那么帮助人家。
When she helped others, she used clothes which doesn't cost too much to help them.
但是却让他自己本身呢、啊，也得到那么多的帮助，得到那么大的造就。
However, she received much edification out of such help.
多加用衣服啊帮助了人家。
So Dorcas used clothes to help others.
所以我们也应当啊用衣服啊去啊帮助这些没有衣服的人。
So we should do likewise or similarly, just like giving clothes to those who need.
因为很多人是在这个不足在匮乏当中。
Because there are a lot of people who are short of many things.
但是这个别人的没有衣服啊也不一定是指着物质上面。
For someone who is short of clothes does not mean that materially.
有一些人是处在没有衣服穿的状况。
Some people are in the state of having no clothes to wear.
那么是什么样的情况没有衣服穿呢？
So, what is that kind of state?
我们来看一节圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
我们来看创世纪第九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 9.
创世纪第九章二十节。
Genesis chapter 9 verse 20.
二十节到二十三节。
Verses 20 to 23.
挪亚做起农夫来，栽了一个葡萄园。他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里赤着身子。迦南的父亲韩看见他父亲赤身，就到外边告诉他两个兄弟。于是闪和雅弗拿件衣服啊搭在肩上，倒退着进去给他的父亲盖上，他们背着脸就看不见父亲的赤身了。这边记载啊，挪亚出了方舟以后。
So here it records that after Noah has came out of the ark.
他就做了农夫，栽了一个葡萄园。
So he became a farmer who planted a vineyard.
这个葡萄成熟的时候啊。
And after the vines was about to be harvested.
他就酿了酒来喝了。
And they made wine.
有些这个大概喝了过头了，这个醉酒了。
And one day they have drank excessively and become drunk.
人醉了酒以后啊，就常常啊，这不省人事，就失态了。
When a person's drunk, he will lose his consciousness.
就都没有穿衣服啊，光着身子啊，就躺在那。
So he was naked and lying on the ground.
这是一件很丢脸的事情。
And that is something shameful.
后来啊，这个大儿子跟小儿子看到了。
So later on, his eldest son and also his youngest son,
心里面很难过。
And they were set up to see such a incident happen.
拿着一件衣服啊，倒着走，走进去啊，把他父亲盖起来。
They took a garment and walked backwards to cover their father.
第二个儿子啊，这个韩呐啊，还有他的儿子啊，这个迦南呐、那么在那边呢、好像看到了哦，反正是不太庄重，好像是觉得很好笑的这个样子。
And his second son, who by the name of Ham, was he found funny to see his father naked.
跑去跟他的两个兄弟讲。
So he went out and told his two brothers.
本来他也可以啊，及时来处理的。
I believe that he could have dealt with the situation immediately without telling his brothers.
但从这个过程当中，我们可以看到这个韩呐、他的态度是不太庄重的。
But we could see that Ham was not serious in handling such an incident.
所以等父亲啊起来以后啊，酒醒了以后啊，他就做了一些处理了。
So when Noah awoke and come to consciousness, he dealt with the situation.
今天在我们周围啊，也有人呐、那么他是处在一种啊，好像是没有穿衣服的这样的一种羞耻当中。
Likewise, today there are people who are naked today.
也许他现在所遭遇的事情，也许他曾经所做的事情啊，是不太光彩的。
Maybe the things that he was facing, is something shameful.
甚至有时候在人家的面前呢，是好像抬不起头来的。
And maybe it's hard for them to feel shameless in front of people.
但是有很多人呢、就是特别喜欢呢、那么来免费啊，替人家宣传。
But some people will.Always so enthusiastic in broadcasting others' shamefulness.
越是人家不光彩的事情，越是人家觉得羞愧的事情，他越喜欢替人家张扬。
They always want to spread the news of the shamefulness of others.
这些啊，都不是出于爱心所做的事情。
And that is not something should be done by a person who has love for others.
所以我们也应当啊，那么求神让我们有一种爱心。
So we must pray to the Lord that to give us a heart of love.
能够来遮掩啊人家的罪过，人家的软弱。
So that we can cover others' shamefulness.
也好像是用一件衣服，那么去帮助、去遮盖没有衣服穿的人一样。
Just like giving out clothes to cover their shamefulness.
每次我们在洗脚里之前呢、我们都会谈到主耶稣所为我们留下的这个榜样。
Every time before we hold the foot washing ceremony, we always talk about the example set forth by Jesus.
主耶稣设立了洗脚礼。
So Jesus has set the example of foot washing.
除了在宗教的意义上面让我们呢与主有份。
Other than the meaning of the foot washing, it also teaches us that.
也是要借着这个很实际的行动啊，让我们去体会啊主耶稣的用心。
It is also to allow us to experience what Jesus has been through.
主耶稣为门徒啊，一个一个洗脚。
So Jesus washed the foot of everyone.
主耶稣没有计较自己是老师的啊，师尊的这样的一种身份。
And he did not regard the person that he washed their.
主耶稣
did not regard the foot of those people that he washed as. Of a higher or lower status.
主耶稣屈就在门徒的这个脚前。
So Jesus knelt before his disciples.
他服侍他们。
So he served them.
他牺牲，他爱他们到底。
So he sacrificed himself and loved them till the end.
来为他们洗脚。
And washed their foot.
同时洗了脚以后，又为他们擦干了。
So after washing their feet, he also dried their feet.
让这个爱心呢、没有留下任何的痕迹。
So that the love that he has shown upon them shall not be, will not left any trace.
虽然为了他们洗脚，但是并没有让这些门徒啊湿着这个湿着的脚啊，那么到处踩，朝着到处都是痕迹。
So So even though Jesus has washed their feet, they did not walk around with a wet feet.
主耶稣要我们啊，能够原谅人家。
Jesus want us to forgive others.
但是我们不是只有消极的认为，好，我不再跟他计较了。
But we do not do it extremely, just like we just saying that, well, I no longer want to talk to him.
虽然也许在表面上啊，我没有跟他计较啊，这个没有跟他有这个对立的这样的冲突。
Even though we try to shun away from the person.
但是在背后啊，还是不断的来这个宣扬这个事情。
But at the back, we try to slander against the person.
我们并没有真正的来赦免对方。
And that is not true forgiveness.
还是让一个湿湿的脚啊，到处踩的脚印。
It's just like a wet feet that has been traveling around.
所以有时候啊，那么一个人还没有到一个地方去啊，哇，他的这个名声啊，已经远播了。
Sometimes even a person before he went to another place, people has already known this person.
是别人啊替他来宣扬的。
And that is because others has spread about his situation.
所以主耶稣啊，要我们能够原谅人家70个7次。
So Jesus wanted us to forgive us others 70 times 7 times.
是一种完全的赦免。
And that is perfect forgiveness.
能够用衣服啊，那么去遮盖他。
That is to use clothes to cover them.
除此之外，我们也想到一个更深入的一种帮助。
Other than this, I have thought of another help helping others.
要用衣服去帮助没有衣服穿的人。
That is to use clothes to to give clothes to those who do not have clothes to wear.
我们请看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章26节、27节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27.
加拉太书第三章26节、27节。
Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子了，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。这里说我们因着信主耶稣基督，那么我们都好像把主耶稣当作义袍啊披在我们身上。
And because we believe in Christ, it's just like we put on Christ.
感谢神，今天主耶稣给我们这样的一个福气。
We thank the Lord that we have been blessed by him.
我们今天都有神所赏赐给我们的这件义袍啊，让我们能够穿上。
Today we have been blessed with a righteous robe to put on.
但是在这个社会啊，在这个世界上，还是有很多人没有穿上这件义袍的。
However, there are many people in this world still have not put on this robe of righteousness.
因为他们还不认识主，那么还没有接受这个福音。
Because they have not yet come to know Jesus and to receive the salvation from him.
前几天哦，我在台北教会参加聚会。
A few days ago, while I was attending the church services in our church in Taipei, Taiwan.
刚好啊，这个从美国回去的这个杨志端姐妹啊，在那里做见证。
There was a sister came from United States and testified in front of the congregation.
他到美国去的时候啊，现在很懂得啊，这个把握机会，每次到市场或者到哪里啊，那么见到人呐、啊，他尤其是见到这个华人的时候啊，他赶紧啊，这个塞给他一张传单。
She testified that she always made use of opportunities to distribute flyers in places like supermarkets or shopping malls to others.
因为他觉得有这样的一个责任。
Because she felt the responsibility that she has.
她才想到说，以前在台湾的时候啊，有到处每天所见到的几乎100%都是华人，但是啊，她却忽略了这样的一件工作啊，是应当要做的。
Before she migrated to the U.S., she come to think about it, and she thought that she has neglected those people she has seen in Taipei.
不过感谢主，只要我们愿意来做啊，什么时候开始做都不迟。
So if we have the heart to do, such a good deed, as long as we determine to do it, it will not be late.
因为毕竟在我们周围啊，周遭啊，有很多人还没有认识到我们主耶稣的救恩。
There are many people who has not come to understand salvation yet.
他们今天都还没有主耶稣赏赐给他们的这个义袍啊，穿在身上。
They have not received the robe of righteousness from the Lord to put on.
所以这样的责任呢、啊，是我们应当要负起的。
And this is the kind of responsibility that we must take up.
前几天啊，是我们的布道会。
And we had our evangelical services in the past few days.
我们也很感谢神。听说我们的慕道朋友啊，是长时间呢、啊，那么不断的啊来这里追求这个渴慕真理。
We thank the Lord that there are many truth seekers who have been attending our church services for a long time.
这些都是代表啊，我们有这个为主传扬福音的啊这样的一种爱心，一种智慧。
This means that we have been preaching with our love.
也是我们呢、啊、有愿意啊，这个拿衣服帮助人的这样的一种信心呢。
This also shows that we give others the clothes to put on.
我们也求神呢、啊，能够开启这个更多人的这个心。
So we ask the Lord to open the hearts of others.
让我们能够看到这个种子啊，能够发芽，能够结果。
So that this seed that we sow may germinate and grow.
我们相信主的这个应许啊，福气啊，嘛是要赏赐给天底下所有的人的。
We believe the blessings of the Lord shall be showered upon those who believe Him in this world.
所以我们要用这个衣服啊、义袍啊，那么帮助在我们周遭的很多的人。
Therefore, we must use the robe of righteousness to help the people around us.
再来，我们也要帮助啊。那么，在我们这个组里头的人
，We must also help people in Christ.
虽然我们已经曾经穿上过这个义袍
，Even though we have worn this robe of righteousness，
但是有些人呢、啊，也许这个义袍啊，现在啊，不再是那么洁白。
For some, their robe of righteousness is no longer as white as.It was initially.
一段时间之后啊，也许信心冷淡了。
After some time, they may decrease their faith.
这许多事情啊，都是值得我们去关心的。
And there are many things that we should show our concern for.
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。第四节到第六节
Revelation chapter 3 verses 4 till 6
然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的他们要穿白衣与我同行因为他们是配得过的凡得胜的必这样穿白衣我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名并要在我父面前和我父众使者的面前认他的名圣灵像众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听圣灵啊像撒迪教会这样子讲
So the Holy Spirit told the church in Sardis
这个教会啊已经受到啊一些污染了
And because this church was corrupted
但是可喜的是在这个教会里面还有部分还有几名啊他们是能够这个保持啊这个衣服的洁白的
However, there was still something that should be glad of because there were still people who are dressed in white.
所以换一句话讲啊，有些信徒啊，他的曾经这个主耶稣赏赐他的义袍啊，他已经不再洁白了。
That means to say that there are people who, even though they dress the robe of righteousness, but it's no longer as white as before.
有些人甚至于啊，那么在生命册上面呢、啊，都很危险，都不一定能够保留下来他的名字了。
Some people even at the verge of having their name taken out of the book of life.
但是主耶稣却要我们呢、啊，彼此能够关心，彼此能够提醒。
However, Jesus wanted us to remind and also encourage each other.
主耶稣要我们呢、啊，在这个真道的追求上面呢、啊，那么大家能够互相来向福，这个为福音呢、啊、来齐心努力。
So Jesus also wanted us to strive in preaching the gospel.
我们每一位啊，那么都是神，主耶稣用他的宝血把我们赎回来的。
Every one of us has been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
在每一个人身上啊，都付出主耶稣啊很多的这个代价。
Everybody has, Jesus has paid much for everyone's salvation.
但是因着我们自己的软弱
，but because of our weakness,
我们的衣服啊不再洁白。
Our robe, are no longer as white as before.
这个实在是辜负主恩典的一个一种情形。
And we have not lived up to the standard of Jesus.
但是我想，这也是主耶稣啊所托付给我们每一个人的一种责任。
But I believe that is the expectation of Jesus.
我们要互相啊来彼此关心。
We must encourage and also show our concern for one another.
万物的结局啊已经近了。
And it's almost coming to an end for all things in this world.
所以我们更当啊用爱心啊来彼此来提醒。
We must all the more encourage one another with our love.
我们看彼得前书第四章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第七节第八节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verses 7 and 8.
第七节。
Verse
7. 万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。第八节。
Verse 8.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。因为这个万物的结局近了，那么我们更应当谨慎。
Since the end of all things is near, and we must be all the more alertful.
不但要留意我们自己啊，这件衣服啊，白衣服是不是保持的洁白
？Not only we should be aware of the robe that we are wearing, whether it's as white as before.
我们也要彼此关心，互相帮助。
We should also help others.
因为这里说要彼此切实相爱。
Because here it tells us to love one another.
切实相爱就不是只有在口头上的。
To love each other deeply is not to, is not only in words.
不但是消极的，那么这个能够不计较彼此的这种罪过。
We should not count on others' weaknesses.
我们更要积极地引导一些在软弱当中的我们的弟兄姐妹。
We must all the more encourage those people who are weak in spirit.
让他们也能够啊，在主的面前恢复这个衣服的洁白。
So that they shall once again become as white as before.
大家彼此用爱心说诚实话。
And we must show our honesty in front of others.
大家确实在主里面互相代祷。
We must also supplicate for others.
互相认罪代求。
We must also pray for forgiveness for one another.
让每一位啊蒙神拣选的人啊都能够啊奔跑天国路，一直到主的面前。
So that all the people who are striving towards the heaven shall be preserved by Him.
在奔跑这个天路的这个过程当中啊，没有一位那么是中途这个离队的。
During this path to heaven, We do not want to see people who left.
让我们每一位啊，都能够坚持啊，坚守这个真道啊，一直到最末了。
So that all the people can insist their truth, the truth that they believe in until the end.
让他们不至于在奔跑的路上啊，那么感觉到是孤单无助的。
So that they will not feel helpless on this path.
我想这个也是另外一个层面的，用衣服去帮助他。
And this is another way of helping others in the sense of.Giving clothes to them to cover their shamefulness.
所以我们一方面呢、啊，怀念古圣徒他们所做的好行为。
On one hand, we remember what the good deeds has been done by the disciples.
我们也求神让我们在今天的这个信仰生活当中啊，能够更有意义的来表现出来我们生命的意义。
On the other hand, we also ask the Lord to show His glory through us.
让每一个人啊都能够带着主啊丰盛的生命。
So that we can carry the life of Jesus in us.
我们今天下午啊用这些来做我们互相的勉励。
We'd like to conclude the service over here.